from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into The Drive as Clint Sterner is out. Adam Spillane is nuts.
I got the article right here.
Hey, Byron, I don't know if you've ever seen Hustler, or those of you out there seen Hustler. Because basically during the break, I'm trying to figure out, and you can help me out on this text line or YouTube and Twitch. Like, who else is pulling off the Tory Craig? I love the touch from the texter. It said, "You'd think Megan was tired of Tories." Nice slide in there. But who else is pulling this off where you are kind of famous? Because Jonathan Owens, I mean, he's clearly on the Mount Rushmore of this of all time. But Jonathan, he's the GOAT. Jonathan Owens, who's pulled off Simone Biles, where you're kind of famous, but the lady you're dating or the person you're dating, or hell, it could be the other way around, is a lot more famous than you. Like, who else is pulling this off? And what I said is, that's got to be the thing. If I'm deep on the bench, like someone texted in Pete Davidson with Kim Kardashian, but I think Pete's big. I think Pete's big
SNL.
Enough. Yeah, I think he's big enough.
Starred in movies.
Yeah. But this fool, I said, man, J-Lo. I said, if I'm an older fellow on the end of the bench somewhere, I'm trying to get in front of Jennifer Lopez now that she's been recently freed of Ben Affleck and trying to make that happen. And this nut, here he goes. Oh, God. Have you seen the movie Hustlers? And I thought Adam was just getting kind of horny over here. And I said, have you seen the movie Hustlers? I said, oh, yeah. He's like, excellent film. Great film. He said, she was terrific in it. She should have won an Oscar.
Should have.
Stop.
I got here. Here's an
Oscar. No one watched Hustlers and thought Jennifer Lopez, this is an Oscar-worthy performance.
This is from.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Now you've got an article.
Savannah Walsh, Vanity Fair, May 20th, 2022.
He's got an
quote,
article.
One of the most headline-making Oscar snubs in recent years occurred when Jennifer Lopez failed to secure her first-ever nod for Best Supporting Actress in Hustlers. Lopez, considered a favorite for Academy recognition that season after her show-stopping turn as enterprising stripper Ramona, but came up empty-handed on nominations morning. The omission was painful for J-Lo, as seen in the first trailer for her upcoming Netflix documentary Halftime. Snubbed!
She was snubbed. So when you were sitting there watching this great film,
yes,
because clearly this is beyond
on a flight from Houston to Las Vegas, Southwest.
You thought you were watching, but you thought, boy, wow,
yes,
what a you were thinking she might be up for something.
Absolutely. And I'm not the only one, apparently.
Champ Slice snubbed. Shut the F up.
Headline, Jennifer Lopez recalls emotional Hustlers Oscar snub in Halftime trailer.
Listen.
We got to find the trailer for this documentary.
No, we do not. Yes, no, we don't need to find the trailer. No, you don't need to. You stop. Go watch your prisons and then watch your Russian prisons and watch. Stop. It was not. Like, I watched it. It was a late night watch for me. Just watched it, went through it. Bam.
Oscar
I never
buzz.
Thought, boy.
Oscar
wow,
buzz.
What a performance she's putting in.
Well, you're the only one. You and the Academy, I guess.
And more than the Academy.
The critics thought she should have gotten one.
The critic.
Yeah.
The critic.
Multiple critics.
Multiple.
I'm going to see how many articles we got.
Adam, good God almighty.
Let's see how many articles we have.
First off, I don't know. Like, he gets me every time. But I didn't think you were going
to. New York Times. Why did the Oscars ignore Jennifer Lopez and Hustlers?
I thought you were going to come with.
April 15th, 2021.
With maybe made
she,
it. Made
she
it
was considered a sure thing for a Best Supporting Actress nomination. Then she wasn't. Here are four reasons the Academy voters gave her a cold shoulder.
I enjoyed. I've got four or five better performances that J-Lo has been in. And listen, she was much better in Enough.
Disagree vehemently.
Oh no, Enough. Vehemently. Oh my God.
Especially I don't know about Enough. I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen Enough?
No.
No. Well, then don't just vehemently disagree. Hustlers, you haven't seen it. I've seen Hustler and I've seen Enough. She was much better. I think people can chime in with much better movies that Jennifer Lopez.
So Jennifer Lopez should be a multi-time Oscar nominated.
No,
actress.
No, no. None of them were Oscar worthy. No, not Made in Manhattan, but she was great. I'm not a hater. She was great. I like a good rom-com. But Enough, she was able to learn martial arts, and she took over her life from her ex. Yes, she was great in that. Talking about still. I didn't see Hustlers coming as Adam Spolane.
Wonderful film.
From the text line, Adam, you're on one today. First, Myers, Dubon, and now Russian prisons, and now this J-Lo thing. I don't know what the hell is going on. Speaking of this, like I can't get past this. I really can't. And Byron has lost his mind. Also, just trying to. I don't know if he's trying to placate or make Adam feel better, but I flat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I flat point blank asked Adam Spolane, who would you rather in playoff baseball have four at-bats? Jake Myers or Mauricio Dubon, and you said Jake Myers and wouldn't blink, wouldn't flinch, and then I went to Byron, and Byron said, well, right now I think Dubon, but when I talk to my friends, when Kyle Tucker's back, I want Jake Myers, my center fielder. Just nuts. Nuts. You're dead serious about this.
Yes. Jake Myers is a better overall hitter than Mauricio Dubon. Mauricio Dubon is a better contact hitter. But if I want some power, if I want an extra base hit, if I want someone who can hit me a homer, I'm going to Jake Myers.
So the
spot.
One thing he's better is power.
Well, that's a big part of hitting.
But you say overall. What else? Overall power. I'll give you the nod. I'll give you the nod on power. Although Mauricio did hit double digit home runs last year, but I'll give you the nod on power. Don't blink that.
I gotta see
that. He did. He hit double digit home runs last year when he was able and given the chance to play every day. He hit double digit home runs. Like if you want to sell,
he hit 10. Okay.
Yeah, I know it. I know how many he hit. Damn it, it's double digits. All right.
Slugging percentage is
I would have said the
360
number.
Now.
I would have said the number if it was higher, but 10 is double digits. So that works. That works in my favor. Like
yes.
So I wondered if you've been playing beer pong all day before you came in with that take. I just. Like, yes, he has more power than him. But you got to touch the ball to get power. Like, I mean, and Jake, what's Jake got, 12 homers this year?
Yes.
Maybe I've looked at it a few times, but Jake's got 12 homers this year. Like, I mean, come on. Like, there's no way, especially for this team, the person you would rather have more at bats is the better hitter overall, not just the one who hits with power. And by the way, Dubon's got some power, but the guy who's going to come up like, yeah, last year when they both played, he has just two more homers than Mauricio Dubon did last year. So calm down with your whole power push with this thing. There's no way.
They both had 10 homers last year.
Four at bats a game. There is no way. And then we see what he does last night. Clutch. He's clutch, and when guys are on base and when he has runners in scoring position, it seems to get better. This is just a visual thing. I know you got your damn numbers that I don't care about. I know you do. I know you do. But there's sometimes there are numbers, and there's sometimes there's the eye test. And we've had multiple years with both of them. And there's no way on God's beautiful green earth that Mauricio Dubon is a worse hitter than Jake. No way.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
That ball that Dubon hit in the eighth inning. If let's say the third baseman makes a diving stop, which he could have done, ball's hit on the ground. If that play gets made, are you saying the same thing?
Yes, because Jake went 0-for-4, and then the at bat that Jake had behind him, he was chasing everything, and he does that often. Okay, what did Jake do? Jake didn't even hit the ball for a grounder for anybody to come and get it.
Who's got better numbers since the All Star break?
I don't care what your numbers say. I don't care what is what. Is it a big difference?
No.
Is it a big difference?
No.
Who plays more? They both play about the same. Who's gotten more continuous consecutive at-bats? Who is coming to the ballpark knowing that they're in the lineup every day? Jake is. Mauricio Dubon has not had consistent at-bats all season. He's playing a little bit more, but he sits out more, just like he did yesterday, to come off the bench. No,
which is the role that he is best fit for.
Sure, that's fine.
That should be his role. He's kind of the bunny rabbit. You can put him in the middle of a game, and he can go play anywhere on the field. That is the role that he is best suited for. And there have been stretches where he has gotten at bats on a daily basis. Like, you've seen it during this stretch with Kyle Tucker being out. Like, basically, Mauricio Dubon has become an everyday player since Kyle Tucker has been out, and the numbers have taken a pretty big tumble. Like, they just have. Last year, he got off to a great start when Jose Altuve was hurt, and then after he started playing every day for a good stretch, the numbers started to tumble again.
Like tumble down to what, 270, 280?
It was pretty bad towards the end of it. So yeah, like he is a guy who is best suited for playing at a part-time role, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, those guys are incredibly valuable.
I'm not saying those guys aren't valuable, but that goes out the window when you got a guy who hits 220.
Who plays a gold glove caliber center field. Like, okay. He does. And people can dismiss that all you want.
I don't
But center field is an incredibly important position defensively, and he is going to be a finalist for a gold glove.
I am scared to ask this question.
Yes.
I am scared. Do you think when you take every part of defense, everything into account, you think there is a serious gap in center field between
you? Yes.
Coming. I don't know what's coming up next. I don't. But we're going to take a break. All right, here. That's where we are. I'm sorry, Radio 101 guys.
Listen.
I need to go. No,
one guy is going to be a finalist for a gold glove, and the other one
isn't. I want you to go to break. All right? That's Adam Spolane. He's lost it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.